Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Ott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Blyeven. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. LaFleur scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreno. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Moreno steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Moreno moves to third. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Bill Almon now playing shortstop. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan strikes out. Two outs. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moreno. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Rogers moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. Foley moves to second. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Foley steals third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foley scores. It's 4-1. Pirates. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Blyevan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyevan is 0 for 1 in the game. Blyevan bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Ott moves to second. Two outs. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moreno hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Pirates. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Ott and he is out, Foley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foley moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive towards short. Almon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Foley moves to third. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Robinson now playing left field. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foley. Bernazard moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard scores. Valentine moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Pirates. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine scores. It's Expos, 4, Pirates, 4. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cromarty takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Enrique Romo now pitching. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Milner pinch hits for Enrique Romo. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garner moves to second. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 4. The Expos will come to bat. Kent Tekulva now pitching. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers is called out on strikes. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Ott and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson strikes out. 2 outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foley strikes out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Parker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Almon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 4. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garner takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy pinch hits for Kent Tekulva. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 4. The Expos will come to bat. Eddie Solomon now pitching. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 3 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Ott and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bernazard hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moreno strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Parker hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 4. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 4 in the game. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Dawson moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops it up and throws to first, with Solomon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Willie Stargell. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 4 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Alexander goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.